Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Amid one of the most divisive presidential campaigns in modern U.S. history, people are already talking about how to improve the election process. One proposal before voters in Maine would change the way that ballots are cast for state lawmakers and members of Congress. If the ballot question passes next month, Maine voters would rank candidates by preference rather than by choosing just one person. Supporters say it's more democratic. Opponents argue that it will confuse voters and reduce turnout. Former Vermont governor and presidential candidate Howard Dean recently wrote about so-called ranked choice voting. When we called him earlier today, we started by asking him why he thinks this is a better way to vote.
Our political system is broken in this country. We have to start using innovations. And it works well for several reasons. One is everybody gets their best choice. Two, there's no such thing as wasting your vote for a candidate that can't win, which is a frequent argument. Three, you're not choosing the lesser of two evils. You're choosing the candidate you want, whether you think they have a chance to win or not. And four, and this for me is very, very attractive, it is a much more civil process. Let's just suppose I'm the second candidate. I'm not going to go after that first place candidate and rip them to shreds with negative ads because I want that candidate's second place vote.
And this, as we should say, is on the ballot in Maine right now. So
right.
I'm wondering, why Maine? What do you think it will do for elections there? Or do you think that you'd like to see this go broader, national, eventually?
I'd like to see it go nationally, for sure. I find this to be a compelling change, and I think we need change, and I think the Maine voters are going to approve it because of the experience they've had. They had a terrible governor who said some outrageous things, and I think they felt that this was an embarrassment and this wouldn't have happened had they had ranked choice voting.
So is this really just a response to LePage, Governor LePage in Maine?
No, I think it's not. This is a chronic problem. It's had this in San Francisco. It's transformed San Francisco mayoral elections to being much more civil.
Well, you know, the Bangor Daily News, though, wrote an editorial recommending a no vote on this question, and it brought up a couple of points, so I'd like to ask you about them. You mentioned San Francisco, and this editorial urging people to vote no, and the Bangor Daily News also mentioned San Francisco, and it says that a San Francisco State University political scientist found that ranked choice voting depressed turnout. I mean, is that a concern? Because it's more complicated sometimes, and maybe it would depress turnout.
I would be very skeptical of a study that said that. The reason for that is that the sample size has got to be incredibly tiny. San Francisco's had this for a few elections, so let's just say it's had it for three, since their mayoral elections are every 4 years. That would be the most. So to run something on a sample of three elections would, I think, be, I don't think any credible scientist would agree that that was a reasonable thing to do.
Hmm. But you're also, in the same token, citing it as a reason why it's a reason to switch to ranked choice voting. You know, on the one hand, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't say on the one hand that we don't have enough experience with it to do a study about it, but on the other hand, our experience has shown that it's a way that
my argument is not, gee, this has proven to have worked everywhere. My argument is this so far looks very promising, and I think we ought to try it. And you probably couldn't do much worse than you have in Maine for the last 6 years.
In terms of the other concerns that have been raised, I just want to ask you about, what do you say about cost? I think one estimate is that it might cost a little bit more than $500,000 to implement this, the software necessary to calculate ranked choice voting, and then logistics, because many ballots apparently in Maine are still paper ballots. So is that a difficult thing for Maine in particular to do? And then, of course, implementing it nationally, it just multiplies it.
Well, it was very inexpensive in Burlington. We didn't even notice the cost here. I mean, it could be different in every state. But to implement this in Burlington did not cost anything like that.
You know, unity has been an issue, obviously, a very big issue in this current presidential election as well. A lot of folks are complaining about the lack of unity, the desire for unity. Do you think that changing our voting system addresses that? That's a deep issue and addresses some of the deeper issues that are really dividing the country?
Well, all I can tell you for sure is how I felt. And when they did it in Burlington, I was very happy about it, and I voted. And the mayor, who turned out to be not such a good mayor, but I voted for him, I think, third. And I was amazed how I felt. I felt as if my voice was heard. I was amazed at that. This guy was my third choice, but at least I had a choice. The real reason people don't have unity is not because they disagree with ideas, because they feel like they're not being respected and the other side doesn't respect them. When you get rid of a binary choice, I think it's more likely that people are going to respect the vote if they've had more effective and complete say.
And you think that would apply to this particular presidential election as well?
Yeah, I do, actually. You know, Hillary has picked up a ton of votes from people who thought they weren't all that interested in either candidate. But if you had a ranked choice voting system, you wouldn't have to go through all that process. Your candidate doesn't win, but your second place candidate does win. I think that somehow feels better than voting for somebody who's going to get 2 or 3% in the polls and then being blown out of the race and you didn't have any say at all.
As a former presidential candidate, I'm interested to hear what you think about the environment surrounding this election.
I think it's been terrible, but I think that's part of it is because the country is polarized, and partly because we have probably the most polarizing candidate in my lifetime, with the exception of George Wallace.
Now, you had a moment in the 2004 primaries that became very well known.
The I have a scream speech.
The Dean scream. And, you know, I just want to remind people, because believe it or not, there are people who may not be old enough to remember.
That's right. There are a lot, unfortunately.
That happened. So I'm going to play a little bit of tape from that. Let's listen.
We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
Now, Howard Dean, that was called unpresidential. Some folks said it really, you know, knocked your campaign completely off track. Now, when you think of that and you think of what we're hearing in this presidential campaign, it seems tame.
I don't think it had a lot to do with my losing the race. I just lost it because I wasn't as well organized as I should have been, and I wasn't as an effective candidate as I should have been.
I don't necessarily, I don't think I'm saying it made you lose the campaign, but what I'm saying is that now when you look all these years later, 12 years later at that, and that you were so widely criticized for that, and you look at the tone of what's happening in this current presidential campaign, it seems like we've gone in a very different place, right?
Yeah, we have. And I think the standards have continued to sink, but they've been sinking for a long time. I mean, the big problem is that the media is no longer motivated by news, it's motivated by entertainment. Entertainment value and ratings. Donald Trump is a creation of the media. They created him. They gave him a huge amount of airtime. I think the figure was $2 billion worth of free airtime during the primaries. This is a function of basically the collapse of organized media because of corporate ownership, not because corporations tell the media what to say. I don't believe that, except for the case of Fox. It's because they just care about the ratings and the money and not about the news value. And so the media has become entertainment, not news.
Okay. Maybe a media creation, but it also he also seems to have the ear, Donald Trump, of lots of American voters as well. So we'll see what happens.
Yes, we will.
Okay. Former Vermont governor and presidential candidate Howard Dean, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks very much.
For a link to Howard Dean's New York Times editorial about ranked choice voting, you can go to our website, radioboston.org. Stay with us. Coming up, composer and conductor Richard Carrick on arranging Rwanda's national anthem. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.